And can't sleep. Me neither. No, it's okay. Honestly, I have no idea. Just been thinking about random stuff. It's so stupid, it's not even worth talking about. Let me think. I think the last thing I was thinking about is... No, I'm not going to say it. Because it's embarrassing. I think I was thinking about driving professionally. No, not like a limo or a taxi. Like a... No, I know. Yeah, of course not. I don't know, it'll never happen for me. I'm way too old. Oh my god. I should have been karting years ago if that was going to be my karts. I don't know, things like that just play in your head. Things you wish you did but never can. No, it's not a bad thing. I don't have, like, regrets. No, because... What I did landed me here and right next to you, so clearly I'm happy with my choices. Yeah. I mean, I guess we could also be right here, but just in Monaco, in a penthouse, with me being a professional race car driver. Yeah, that'd also be pretty nice. No, I'm happy I'm not doing that. You would not hang under that pressure. No, I'm not saying you're bad under pressure. I'm just saying the idea of me being in like a life or death situation not every week, but I don't think you'd know. You wouldn't. Oh my god, you were a wreck when I jumped out of an airplane. You did not like that. I don't think. I'm glad I'm not doing a job that puts my life in danger every week. I'm glad you don't either. Oh my god, I would not. No way. No way. I think the difference though is I want to be like, if you were going to do something like that, I want to be as close to you as possible. Yeah, like if you were a driver, I'd be on your, like, yeah, I'd be working the wall or something. Or, yeah, like whatever the dangerous thing would be, I want to be as close as possible. Yeah, because then if something happens, I can, like, jump in and... I'll try to save the day. I don't know if I could save the day. No, I'm not invincible, unfortunately. I don't know. I think invincibility is overrated. I don't know. I think telepathy would be pretty useful. Yeah, moving objects with my mind. When I'm lazy. Imagine being two rooms over and just cooking dinner. I'm just watching TV and also cooking. Oh, that sounds great. Sounds like perfection. That does sound very much like you. That was always your nature, though. Yeah. Yeah, this isn't helping me go to sleep either. Or anything's keeping me up. No, I don't want to stop talking to you. I love how we both declare to the other we're going to bed, and then we try to go to sleep, and then neither of us does it. And then we check in like 15 minutes, and we're like, are you asleep? And you're like, nope. And I'm like, I'm not asleep either. Yeah. Maybe. Although I don't think the full moon really has that much effect on us. I know you say it does, but I don't know. Yeah, but there's like... No, I understand. The ocean's full of water, and it moves the ocean, and we're full of water, so it must move us. I understand. I just don't think there's enough water in us to be moved in such a dramatic fashion that it, like, changes the way we react. Or maybe that's why we can't sleep, because there's so much water sloshing around inside of us. Am I in high tide or low tide? It's a little funny. But maybe you're right. Maybe that's why we're not sleeping. Mm-hmm. does want to try. I don't know. I feel like sleep is a lot like love. When you're not looking for it, you'll find it. Yeah, because during the day, I can fall asleep all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, driving's the worst. There's just something about being in a moving car that puts you to sleep. It's just relaxing. I think it's the noise. You know? The sound of cars passing. That whooshing sound. There's something about it. It's like hypnotic. Just the whoosh. 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 Just like cars passing by. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just whoosh. Mm-hmm. I love you too. Please get some sleep. Mm-hmm. Because tomorrow, if we wake up and we didn't get enough sleep, we'll both regret it. Mm-hmm.